All right, welcome to another edition of Radio Waves. This week, you're getting it a little early, earlier than you normally would, which is good. Richard Wagner is here with me.
Depends on your point of view.
I guess, yeah. I guess. well, this, you know, we always talk about all the layoffs at Christmas time.
Right, Christmas time or years ago, Valentine's Day. Remember the famous Valentine's Day massacres over at KMET and at, people forget, but it was also KEZY.
Right, exactly.
The year before.
But we got, over recent years, we've gotten used to layoffs happening around the end of the year and holidays and and all of that. But
Merry Christmas, F you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this year they seem to have waited a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So your column, a good portion of it talks about the folks that have been let go.
Yeah.
Let's run down some of them.
Well, I found it interesting, too, that so much of it happened on the same day.
Yeah.
You know, it was the
same company? No.
That's what's so odd.
Wow.
In fact, it's three different companies.
Wow.
Because on K-Rock, owned by CBS, let's just call them the evil CBS.
Right.
Because they are. Boyd R. Britton, Doc on the Rock. Let go after, 27 years?
Wow.
I didn't get it in the column, but you were talking about Lisa May also.
Yeah, she was part of the morning team as well. Now, I don't listen.
For years. I mean, I haven't listened just because I'm busy in the morning.
Right.
I don't get a chance to listen as much. Back when I was driving out to Huntington Park in the morning, I used to listen a lot. And Lisa May was a big part of the show.
And she does traffic. What has happened
there? She was like
there?
A sidekick.
Yeah, exactly. What happened there was K-Rock gets their traffic from an outside company in which Lisa May works for.
Right.
And they decided they didn't want to have traffic and news in the morning anymore. So,
which to me is weird. I mean, I know that years ago, a lot of the stations got rid of news and features like that because they just kind of figured it was wasted time. But most of the time, they left it on in the morning because your audience kind of does usually want to be entertained with some news.
You know, the argument that was in Don Barrett's column this morning that I don't remember who made the argument, but somebody from the company said that people can get their news from the internet now. So there's no need for it to be on the radio. Basically, that was their logic.
Interestingly, let's apply that logic to the world in general. That means there's no reason for CBS News at all. Right?
That's.
I mean, if you can get it from that, why bother? Well, the problem is there are people that, you know, granted, probably a lot of younger people do go to the internet, but there are times when people are doing other things. And internet doesn't give you the full range of news that a good news report on radio should do.
Right.
And, you know, Doc did a pretty good job.
Right.
And he did it for a long time. I'm actually thinking that it creates an ignorant populace when radio doesn't cover, because there are people that do nothing but listen to the radio. They don't watch TV news. They don't necessarily go to the internet for news.
That's true.
And how many times do you go to internet news sites? I'm usually going to interesting things I want to go to, but very rarely do I actually go to the internet for news.
Right. Who else was let go?
Well, we had a surprise, Jenny Harmon over at KKGO. That's Saul Levine station.
Right.
She's been on pretty much every shift, as far as I can tell,
right,
since she's been there. She's been there a long time, 2008, right? Which surprised me. Sometimes I wonder what goes on over there, because it seems like they make a lot more changes than you would expect. How many changes have they had for the morning show, for example? Although, most of the time, you have roughly the same DJs there too. They just shift them around. So just kind of surprised me. Sometime we have to get Saul Levine in here and interview him.
Well, you've tried that, I think.
Yeah.
And
he seems to be ignoring me now.
Yeah. some sports guys were let go as well.
Yeah. Dave Joseph, Pete Fox, Beto Duran over at KSPN. They were the update anchors, which, me not being a sports talk radio fan, I assume that means that they were people who gave the updates of all the sports things in between the shows.
Probably readers.
Which you know, that's important for sports fans. That's what they want to hear as well. So that kind of surprised me. And they're just gone. just, you know, more cutbacks, poof. I guess. Yeah, poof, they're gone. And then along with that, although we don't know if it's related or not, but it looks like KSPN and KLAA are both switching their morning shows.
Hmm.
Which it's really funny. Mike and Mike Greenberg and Mike Golich. Did I say that right?
Golich. I think so, Golich. Yeah.
Golich? Golich. Is that a Croatian name?
I'm not sure.
I'm Croatian. I should know how to pronounce that.
You should.
It really throws me off. Yes. Anyway, they are supposedly moving up the dial from KSPN, which is at 710, to KLAA at 830, starting March 2nd. And then Travis Rogers, who's at KLAA, is supposedly going down to KSPN, joined by Kelvin Washington for what I call the shortest morning show in America, 5 to 7 a.m. That will be live. Mike and Mike are syndicated. I'm saying that wrong. They're both live, but Mike and Mike are syndicated, sure. Whereas
any idea for that?
Kelvin and
why
and
that move
Travis
would be made?
Local.
Any idea?
I have no idea. Does anyone really care?
Well, and then you close out that segment of the column about all these people being fired by saying, of course, no one really cares.
Yeah. Well, actually, I wasn't referring to the firings per se. No. I was really referring in that point to the morning show, just because I don't know anyone who listens to sports talk radio, and I know quite a few people.
Right.
They'll tune in for the games.
Right.
But I really don't know anyone who tunes in to sports talk radio, maybe because they all have jobs.
Possibly. All right. We talked a little bit last week about the ratings, but you have gone into some deep analysis of the latest ratings, and why don't you share those
with us? Well, it's just kind of interesting because a lot of times stations have their best ratings right before a format change, and Hot 92.3, I don't know for sure if it's their best ratings, but it's their best ratings I can remember.
Right.
13th place at 2.6.
Wow.
And that's pretty darn good. That's actually Clear Channel's somewhere probably around the fourth station in the market, right? Am I thinking?
Yeah, I
because
think so.
It would be Coast, KISS, KFI, and I'm trying to remember if there's any other stations before that then. So Real would be, or not Real, but Hot would be right around there.
Right.
I know that they beat the alternative station at 98.7
wow.
by one place. Not a huge amount, but one place. So it's kind of interesting that they changed formats on that station when the station was kind of on a roll.
Yeah.
So I don't get that. And now they're going to split the audience with Power. So I found that interesting. I found it interesting that KFWB is doing absolutely nothing with their sports format.
Well, you say that it's now at a 0.2, which is pretty dismal.
Yeah.
But wasn't it hovering around 0.1 for most of the news
period? Kind of a 0.2, 0.3.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think they were ever dead last like that.
Right. Okay.
That usually is one of the the Pacifica station.
Well, we sort of called that.
And it's a little early too. I want to point that out. I am a little bit harder on sports stations just because I still haven't seen one do all that well.
Right.
But that being said, KSPN's up to a 1.3.
Oh, that's pretty good for a sports station.
Yeah.
Then your favorite frequency 9:30 a.m.
That's right, 93 KHJ.
Yeah.
So
you're still lobbying to bring back Top 40.
Exactly. Yeah. Did I tell you I was listening to that? Did I say last week that I was listening to an old recording from 1980s KHJ right before they went off the
no.
air? Charlie Fox. It was an air check for Charlie Fox.
I think you did mention
and
that.
And he is just phenomenal, and it made me realize they sounded great right before they changed, which I guess is typical.
You're lobbying now to bring it back again, which you do every two or three columns, you do.
Exactly.
And your argument this time is that they didn't even show up on the ratings.
Yeah, and I don't know if anyone expected them. They're listener-supported now. I'm sure it'll come off wrong, and I'm sure I'm going to cause hard feelings, which was not the intent. This is actually, I'm making fun of my own weird mind trying to bring back Top 40 to a station that hasn't played it since 1980.
Right.
Well, I guess that's a little bit misleading when it was car radio there, Top 40, but so 1986.
Then you talk about KBC and KFI.
Yes. Well, KBC is up to a 0.7, probably the best they've done, so maybe they've reversed trends. KFI was up a little bit, but they're at a 3.3, 10th place. I'm so used to them being higher that it's just weird seeing them at
So the 0.7 at KBC does not reflect, however, the changes, does it?
It wouldn't much. It's only about a month.
Right. So we'll have to see on that.
Yeah.
And then you're watching very closely The Sound, of course, with the return of Mark Thompson.
Right. This is The Sound's last rating before Thompson came on.
Okay.
And it's their best rating, as far as I can remember, ever.
So if the next one comes out and takes a dive.
Yeah. I didn't want to spell it out in the thing because I don't want to cause any problems. But Dave Beasing will either look like a genius or really stupid.
Right. Which he predicted. Which he said about himself.
That's true.
Actually.
That is true.
You know, that isn't you're not talking out of school there.
Yeah. But, you know, again, he's smart enough that if he sees things going the wrong way, he'll make changes.
Oh, yeah.
And I do think that there's enough of a appeal of Mark Thompson that he'll just get a different audience than the people who listen
sure,
to music.
I think
but
so.
What will that do to the other stations? Will you start seeing, for example, Jack 93 FM? Will they go up again?
Possibly.
Because right now the Sound's beating Jack for the first time, I believe.
And at the top of the heap, Coast.
Yeah.
And that has to be residuals from Christmas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, people still think they're playing Christmas music.
Right.
Way down, though, did you notice? They had like a 13 share, and now they're down to 5.
But they're still at the top of the
heat. Yeah, they're still at the top. Kiss FM right below.
And then you speak of a very weird anniversary.
Well, it's not weird in and of itself. It's just that everything happened on February 18th, all those firings.
Mm.
And February 18th happens to be the date in 1959 that Saul Levine launched KBCA, which is now Go Country.
Wow.
He used a homemade antenna put on top of some sort of weird little antenna thing that he made.
Used transmitter
they got from another station. And that station, as much as he gets poked fun at for changing the format on his AM station, like, you know, every 3 days or
right.
so, but that station's only had 3 formats: classical, jazz, and
country.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sums it up. We will be back next week. Reed Richards' column in all of the L.A. newspaper group newspapers. Anything else?
I think I'm recommended by Boyd R. Britton.
We'll get into that at another time as well. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.